This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Now, we were listening to you Friday on G-Bag and obviously talking about injury stuff right after the game. You said it'd take a few days to kind of get your hands around the info and understand it and everything like that. DeMarcus Lawrence going to the injured reserve, is that a done deal? And what can you tell us about that situation?
I would say it's probably headed in that direction. It's not a done deal, but we're getting ready to have a meeting here shortly. And actually, we're going to take a team picture first and then get in here and make our final decisions for the week and see kind of where we're headed.
What kind of adjustments, whether it be roster or strategy wise, can you make in this mini buy time? Because you have a little extra time to look at everything.
Yeah, I don't know that it's anything earth shaking. Obviously, we're looking to make sure there's not something better than our options that we have right here in terms of a guy like T. Weed and Lawson and those guys in terms of stepping up while Micah and DeLong looking like they may miss a little time. Micah's more week to week, but DeLong probably a little more, going to miss some time.
Is it safe to assume when looking at those other options that one of them would not be like a potentially super high priced person that's sitting out there waiting to be traded?
Yeah, I don't know this time of year that anyone's willing to trade their, their best players. So, it's just a work in progress. We'll keep our lines of communications open around the league. And if something presents itself, then we'll certainly look at it. I mean, it's no secret to anyone in the league, that we had two significant injuries in terms of Mike and D-Law. So people who might have an inkling to do something, I'm sure we'll hear from them. But, for the most part, I think no one's willing to mail anything in right now.
Well, Stephen, we're always trying to figure out how to get another team's best player for a 7th-round pick.
So yes.
That always works good.
it's always the goal, isn't it?
Exactly.
On the Micah Parsons front, I was hoping you could kind of walk us through like how that process goes. If Micah's week by week, I know he's going to try to be like, hey, I want to try to play. Like, how do you have to work with the players that they desperately want to play, but you have to be like, hey, just look at the medicals. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, well, our guys are very experienced between Britt Brown, who's our, number one rehab guy in terms of, and I think he's the best in the business, and then Jim Maurer. At the end of the day, it's how they're doing out there and how they're responding to their rehab and their workouts, and we're monitoring these guys. We know what they look like and, know what they should look like, and you know, those are things. And then, of course, you know, just the nature of the injury and what one typically takes, and making sure we got it diagnosed right, which we think we do, and we'll go from there.
Did you feel like the after what you saw in the Giants game, that the run defense that you saw earlier in the first three games was fixed? Did you feel like that problem was taken care of after that one?
Well, I think fixed is when you have consistency week in and week out. And I think everybody in this building feels the same way. It's great to get a win on the road against a divisional opponent. But we still feel like this team can continue to improve and be better. And we're not taking anything for granted here. We've got to continue to get better. Obviously, Mike Zim coming in is a bringing a new scheme and new language, and knew there was going to be some growing pains, and we'll just continue to have to face challenges like we now have with D'Lon Micah, and like we've had at corner with Bland and Carson, and hopefully these guys are all headed on the right path to getting back. And in the meantime, our defense as a group and as a unit's growing, and that's the goal. And the same holds true on the offensive side. We've got to be more consistent, and I think everybody from Mike to the offensive coaching staff and Dak and CD and the players right on down the line, the offensive line group feels like we can play better.
From my perspective and from a couple other people's perspective, Mozzie had his best game. When you guys went back and looked at how he played in that one, was that like, okay, this is what we've been expecting out of this guy?
No question. He had his best game. I think Mike was quoted as such that he's had his best game since he's been a Cowboy. And certainly when you pick a player one, the expectations are high. And, to see him go out there and play at that level, I do think this scheme – fits him in a better way, and I think he's getting his hands around what Mike and Coach Z want from him, and I think he'll continue to get better.
Talk with Stephen Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. I know you said you might make a move to be determined, but outside of any moves that do get made, Lawson and Golston are obviously logical options to help strengthen up the defensive line. What are your thoughts about those two players, and are those the two that obviously some more is going to be put on their plate?
Well, I would add T. Week to that group.
Yep.
He's been in special teams, but he had a good camp, and he just needs an opportunity, and I think he's going to get that. And you couple that with Lawson, who we've been working into the mix, and then of course, Golston's been doing a good job already. He swings back and forth between rushing inside on third down and being that big end on rundowns. But obviously, and then you throw Nealon in that mix, who obviously his snaps are going to pick up probably pretty significantly. So, we've got a path to figuring it out. And obviously, you miss two players the caliber of Mike and D-Law. You'll feel it, but all 32 teams feel that. And there's injuries around the league, and everybody are faced with challenges, and we're no different.
You'd mentioned the progress back of Bland and Carson. At this point in the week, is there possibility we could see one, maybe both of them against the Steelers?
Well, I think Carson has a real chance, and Bland, I think, is a longer shot. We'll see. He's really starting to pick it up now in terms of the workload that Britt's given him, and certainly we'll continue to monitor his situation as we move forward. But obviously those are four guys that are in the mix from day one, and guys that will be great when we get them back.
Steven, this division, I think a lot of our Tolos out here are kind of like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect Washington to be where they are, and for Philly to kind of have the struggles they're having right now. Are you kind of surprised by where these teams are right now in this NFC East?
Well, nothing ever surprises you in the NFL. There's an old saying, they pay their guys too, and they've got great coaching staffs and great personnel staff, so nothing should be surprising. Obviously, anytime you get a rookie quarterback that comes in and plays, like the Commanders quarterback's doing, then certainly hats off. I mean, we saw Stroud do it last year for the Texans, and certainly We've got nothing but respect, and everybody knows what we think of Dan Quinn, and obviously he's doing a great job there in Washington.
Is that now the team to beat in the division, or are you going to tell me it's four games?
Let's relax. It's four games. Okay. Four games. All right. It's early. Let's see kind of how this thing plays out, but it is early in the season. I think that's what makes the NFL great, though, and you know, the people that cover it, the people that have a passion for it, our fans. You know, everybody wants to judge who's going to be the Super Bowl champion and who's a playoff team and who's going to have the first pick in the draft after every week in the NFL. So it's a that's what makes it exciting, and but it is early.
All right, looking ahead to Pittsburgh, what are your thoughts on the job that they've been able to do with Justin Fields at the helm there, but defensively, aside from this past week, obviously, they've been, you know, holding people around 10 points on their defense there.
Yeah, well, I serve on the competition committee with Coach Tomlin. I have nothing but the utmost respect for what he's done there. He's one of the, if not the longest tenured coach in the NFL for a reason. He gets his teams prepared year in and year out, and this will be a big, big challenge for our team. And he's certainly got them playing well, and certainly got Fields playing well with their running game, which we all know, you know, people want to see us stop the run. So I'm sure we'll get to see it, and we'll get to see how we're progressing.
Do you remember when the draft was happening and Fields was in it, what you guys thought about him and what, you know, what his future would hold?
Yeah. I mean, we had him rated up there high. We thought he would be a successful quarterback in the NFL, and certainly, you know, not all quarterbacks walk in the league like a Stroud and, you know, guys like that and play at a high level day one. Sometimes, guys, it takes a little more time, but he's a very talented guy, a guy who I think's got a bright, bright future in this league. Certainly Coach Tomlin and the Steeler organization are getting a lot out of him.
I know you said that nothing really surprises you in the NFL, but you had to be a little surprised when Brandon Aubrey missed that field goal against the Giants, right?
I agree with that.
Okay.
Brandon set the bar awfully high for himself, and it's great to have a weapon like him, and he's you know, one of the best in the business, if not the best. And you know, I saw Kansas City's kicker try 65. Those aren't just a given. It was it came up a little short, and it makes you have all that much more respect for Brandon and some of the kicks that he's making for us. And obviously, our confidence is supreme in terms of him as a kicker.
Steven, how tough is it for your father, Jerry, to have to go down to the field and hand a trophy to A&M versus Arkansas?
Mm.
Well, that's always a...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
Lord,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A hard one because we love our Razorbacks, but we got respect for Texas A&M. We've had a lot of good Aggie Cowboys come through here, and I have nothing but respect for what their program's all about. But obviously when you alma mater's out there fighting and getting after it, you've got a little inside of you, which everybody understands and respects, that you root for your alma mater. And certainly between Jerry and John Steven and myself, all three of us playing there, we think the world of the Razorbacks and root for the Razorbacks, but also have respect for the Aggies.
Love that answer. That's the first place in the SEC, Texas A&M.
Okay, all right, that's enough, Kevin. That's all right, enough.
Thank you very much, Stephen. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks, guys.
And again, I need to make the note that was sarcasm. They're 2-0 in the conference, and they actually fell in the rankings with a win. So
see,
nobody else was impressive either. You did. Huh? You did. I really
did
do
it, guys.
Appreciate that.
I want to point out to Kevin, I don't think anybody is as shook about Brandon Aubrey's missed field goal than you. I think you are the most shook by this.
I had already put the points on the board, and I was like, all right, so the Giants have to score a touchdown for the first time in this game. Then they have to get the two-point conversion. I'm feeling pretty good. And when it missed, I was like, what?
Over the weekend, Kevin and I were at a little thing together, and the first thing he brings up is Brandon Aubrey. Like, that's the first thing he brought up. I was like, it's Sunday, dude. The Cowboys aren't even playing right
now. Because he's an Aggie fan. He's afraid he's going to Chuck Knoblock it now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I hadn't even thought about that.
You did, too, because on Friday, you were like, the robot program's broken now.
And wasn't it going to be an A&M guy that might not be able to throw it to first
Probably.
Base?
Probably.
You know
that's
why?
That's true. That's a sophomore class?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Right? He got the yips. And there's tons of yips. You go to an A&M game, all they're doing is yipping.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Really whooping, but I just turned it into a yip.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now I know, Mike.
Two outs in this Braves-Mets game.
And then also, if you wanted to know, Christian McCaffrey apparently is now targeting a November return after he went to Germany to seek out treatment for his
very
injury.
Interesting.
He's hanging out with Detlef.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, let's go around the NFC East. Look, I know Steven just said it. It's only been four games, but it looks like the division has a new team to beat. Plus the return of Mike Likes It. All of it in the Expressway next on The Fan.
Out to the right, two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Arizona breaks four. Plenty of time for Jaden. Throws over to the middle, into the end zone. That is caught. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Terry McLaurin, back-to-back weeks for a score in the fourth.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. It's time to go around the NFC East. Always choose your own adventure as we go across the NFC East. Do you want to go with the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, or the Commanders?
Corey, I usually do it by who the best team is.
Commanders are the best team right now.
I don't think so. Who won first in week four? Aren't the Commanders 2-2?
No, the Commanders are 3-1.
It's the Commanders.
So Monday night is when the week ends?
Starts.
And then Thursday night is when the week starts?
For the purposes of the NFL, for the purposes of real life, I very much disagree with that.
Yeah, Monday night football is the last game of the week.
It's weird to me.
Yeah.
But Monday's the first day of the week.
All right.
It is a confusing combination. But I know there's a lot of people who are like, no, absolutely, that's not the way the week works. All right, let's go with the Commanders then. The Commanders won emphatically over the Arizona Cardinals. Has me wondering if this is the team to beat. I know Steven laughed and he's like, it's only been four games. Consider this. The Commanders, they had an interception after they were up 14-7.
Okay.
That broke a string of 16 straight possessions in which they had scored. Over the span of three games, 16 possessions in a row.
Cliff Kingsbury right now is...
It's a good college offense.
Yeah, he is. No, you know what? That's interesting.
I'm quoting somebody who said that, like, who's not a big Kingsbury fan, right?
Well, it was the safety from from the Bengals said that, and then they go out there and they do what they did, and that's exactly he's calling a college offense, but he's calling it at the NFL level, and defenses are having a hard time stopping it.
Now, I'm going to compare Jane Daniels to two players who are amazingly different based off of what he has achieved. So Jane Daniels has an 82.1% completion percentage thus far this season.
It's impressive.
That is bananas.
Was it the last week where he was like at 90%? Was that?
For that game, yes. Yeah. That is exact, because 21-23, I believe. That surpasses Tom Brady in 2007 for the highest completion percentage by a player in its team's first four games. And I think, isn't that 07 team the one that was undefeated until the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, so he surpassed Tom Brady. So on that hand, you're like, oh crap, we're screwed. But here's the other part of it. He also surpassed Mac Jones for having the highest completion percentage by a rookie.
Mac Daddy.
In their first four games, and clearly he doesn't.
So he's
matter.
A bum, is what you're saying.
So he can either have one of the greatest seasons of all time or disappear.
Maybe Mac Daddy's the next Sammy D.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a question I want to ask. Who's the next cast-off quarterback to turn it all around?
Kevin, I did some NFL research from NFL.com's NFL research team.
Okay.
Daniels has had a 70-plus completion percentage and 35-plus rush yards at each of the first four games.
That is true.
Do you know who else has done that?
I do know the answer
Mike,
to that.
Do you know who else has done that?
Give me the stat again.
70-plus completion percentage and 35-plus rush yards in each of his first four NFL games.
Lamar Jackson.
That is correct.
Do you know what year he did that?
2018. He came in and went 6-1, I think.
Well, it was 19, but yeah, his MVP season. Is that his MVP season?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Didn't he go 6-1 his rookie year, finish the year?
This specific statistic was his MVP season. Okay. So Jaden Daniels is MVP, right?
Well,
I mean, that's the
only
logical thing.
I'm going to ask the question tomorrow. Think about it, Tolos. I don't really need your opinion, but you can think about it. Who are your top three MVP candidates right now in the NFL?
Ooh, I like this.
That's
question
for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll answer all the football questions.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll throw out another Daniels stat since he has been incredible to start the season. With 1:12 left in the fourth quarter of week two, that's how long it had been since Jaden Daniels had an incompletion on a pass that went less than 15 yards in the air. That went all the way into this game. He completed 35 straight passes, 15 air yards or less. I'm not saying 5 yards, 7 yards, 15 air yards or less. He completed 35 in a row. Again, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You might not like this next one. You know what else was impressive?
Is this just a Jaden Daniels love fest here, Kevin?
I love it, man. No. Washington's finally back.
Well,
after I give you this next
stat, Mark Rippon,
you're going to wish I had said something about Jaden Daniels. You know who is really good for them?
Robinson.
Terry McLaurin
Ryan
is
Robinson
awesome.
Jr.
Dorrance Armstrong had a sack and a half for the Commanders. That defensive front four sacks. When you look at the injury problems for the Cowboys, you can't help but think, we couldn't have made that happen.
Well, he's a free agent.
I know.
It's during spring break, man.
But he's one of our own.
That's a good point.
That should have been done immediately.
We get those done before. Once free agency hits, we're done.
And he wanted to hit free agency. He wanted to be out there.
If you can get something done before they hit free agency, they can stay a Cowboy. Once free agency starts, the Cowboys quit.
I think their four rushing touchdowns also is one of those things that you're like, oh, crap. So not only is Jaden Daniels really good, but they're balanced.
Yeah.
I mean, Robinson had 101 yards. They are a balanced offense right now in the way that they are approaching it. And then defensively, as y'all just pointed out, you hear the word out of the Dan Quinn group, complimentary.
Yeah.
You know, they played complimentary football to each other to blow them out.
Do you want to go with the Eagles, Cowboys, or Giants next?
Let's start with the C's.
The Cowboys, Dak Prescott has won 13 straight games over the Giants. That is tied for the second longest QB streak since 1950, tied alongside with Tom Brady over the Bills, Steve Young over the Rams. But there's still a ways to go to get to the record. Bob Greasy beat the Bills 17 times in a row. So Dak Prescott is now tied for the second longest winning streak over a single team in the modern NFL.
As long as he's healthy, it's going to 14.
Do you think Bob Greasy beat Buffalo twice in the undefeated season?
I would assume.
Yes.
I'm assuming they're in the same division, but divisions.
I really don't know, but
I don't know. I mean, divisions have changed over time, but I think Miami and Buffalo have probably been in the same division since they both came over from the AFL.
Yeah, I'm not really certain about that. I thought it would be funny if.
But I'm trying to look into it. I don't know.
Lost to the Bills that year?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Because they were undefeated.
They did not. Let's see. Yeah. They beat the Bills twice in the span of 3 weeks. One of those games, they only won by 1 point.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Oh, the Bills.
So they
almost
were barely undefeated.
OJ almost did it.
All right. Let's talk about.
Jeez. I have more questions. Hold on.
No, please, not about OJ, though.
What were you talking about, Mike, about OJ just now?
You can take it anywhere you want.
As most things that Mike say. What was it, Mike? We were at Specs, and I got some toffee there. And Mike goes, oh, I thought it was pronounced taffy. And I just looked at him, and I was like, those are two totally different things. And I go, you have to know that, right? And he goes, whether I do or whether I don't, that's the genius of me. And in that moment, I really felt like he was onto something because I was like, great point.
I pulled one on Dave Raymond yesterday. He doesn't get me yet.
It takes a while. It is fair to say, Mike, you can be an acquired taste.
Yeah, he said I was like Karnak on something and I didn't know who that was.
Like the Johnny Carson bit?
Yeah, and I didn't know that. And I go, oh, I like eating meat.
It's a carnivore.
But you got it quicker. He was
really
like,
feel like me and Dave Raymond and like, Corey should all be in a phone chain
why
together.
Why did you say you like eating meat after I called you like Karnak?
Jake first, Ferguson.
I don't know who Karnak is. Second, I was referring to a carnivore.
He would have the like the big, I don't know, carnival hat on. Yeah. And he would say,
like guess your weight.
Well, no, not.
You should be really good at guessing your own weight.
You should be good at
that. You
should
be within about 10 pounds every time.
Probably. All right. Jake Ferguson, 106 catches in his first 36 games. He joins Jason Witten as the only Cowboys tight ends to ever accomplish that feat. So congratulations to Jake Ferguson for that. Now let's talk about DeMarcus Lawrence. I know we've talked about his injury all day. His ninth career sack against Daniel Jones register. His highest sack total against any quarterback in his career.
Really? Because Daniel Jones is bad, huh?
I mean, that is fair. I know Jerry told us on Friday that Daniel Jones and that offensive line were better than he thought, but whatever. Brandon Aubrey.
God, we're so down on everything right now, aren't we?
I know.
2-2, man.
Yeah, that's a good. Okay, I'll give you positive stuff. Brandon Aubrey made another 60-yard field goal in this last game. He is the second player in NFL history to make multiple field goals from 60-plus yards in the same season. Matching Brett Maher, who did the same for the Cowboys in 2019.
Yeah, where's he now?
In your face, Dan Bailey. Where are you?
Great question.
Listening to us.
Now, something I know the Cowboys do take a lot of pride in.
I wonder if he does listen to us.
He does.
Their 20-15 victory over the Giants scored an all-time record for Thursday Night Football. 16.22 million viewers. Amazon said was the most streamed NFL regular season game in history, which I know agitates Cowboys fans because they're like, that's what they really care about.
That's how many fans the Rangers have.
16.22 million?
Pretty much, yeah. I read the article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that is proof that people want to watch the Cowboys lose as much as they want to watch them win. Like, because going into that week, everybody was down on the Cowboys. But then they were like, man, there are people saying Giants might actually win this thing. And even the guys from the Giants were like, hold on, we've watched this team. They're bad. You guys are a lot better. And we're like, I don't know. But everybody wanted to watch them lose that game to the Giants and then laugh about it. And they almost did.
Tough.
They could have.
That is true.
How about those Eagles, man?
All right. The Eagles.
Jalen Hurts, he sucks.
They do suck. So
they made a mistake paying him money.
I could see that.
He hasn't been as good as he was a couple of years ago. I mean, he hasn't even been close to it.
He had another fumble. That's his 27th giveaway in 22 games going back to the start of last season. Mm. That is the most in the NFL. So he is a turnover machine at this point, and not in the good way of like Trayvon Diggs or Deron Bland.
Oh, yeah.
In the bad way of giving away the turnovers. Because of that, the Eagles fell behind 24-0 before they got their first down. Think about this. To start the game, the first two series, the Eagles ran a total of 6 plays for -5 yards. The Bucs had 15 plays for 159 yards and 2 touchdowns. So by the time you've had 2-3 and outs, it's 14-0 and you have negative yardage. Now, Bo Nix could have turned it around, but the Eagles could not have turned it around. I realize they were short.
It's worse than the Cowboys-Ravens game.
That is true. They were without their receivers. Brown and Smith, Lane Johnson was out.
Can you imagine the Cowboys without Ferguson and Lamb?
To be without Lawrence and Parsons on the defensive side.
So
I think we're about to be talking about that for the next few
weeks. So is this going to be our defensive version of the Eagles?
That's exactly what's happening here. Is we're on the bad side of that right
Luckily,
now.
Luckily, we're facing Pittsburgh to start it off.
We're underdog in that game.
Well, we should be.
Okay. Now, Nick Sirianni said, quote, "We've got to make some changes as far as what is going on fundamentally. Do you think they're going to make big changes, or do you think they're just going to hope that their injured players come back?
Hoping that your injured players comes back is a huge deal there.
That's true.
But what are the fundamental changes he wants to make that he can implement right now?
Tell his quarterback to stop turning.
If I'm listening, you're a
runner. Yeah. You're not a passer. You're a runner first, a passer second.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're in a different mode than we are. And I guess one of the other fundamental things is Nick Sirianni. Like, that might be the fundamental change that might have to happen, considering how the thing started falling apart last season, and it doesn't look like it's any better right now.
That's a tough follow-up question to ask in that presser, right? So, like, a head coaching change is a fundamental change? Could you see that? Like, that's a tough follow-up question to ask the head coach.
They have the former Cowboys guy, right? Calling plays?
That is a really vague
statement. Kellen Moore.
Yeah, Kellen Moore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. We saw it in the Chargers, and we're seeing it kind of now. It wasn't that good. There were times when you're like, it's explosive, and then other times you're like, where'd it go? Like, it just completely doesn't exist right now.
I think they need to have a meeting with them and say, hey, your quarterback can't pass.
And you know what? Run. You know what they're saying in Philadelphia radio right now? This is despicable. Just get rid of the guy. Get rid of the whole team. Just go ahead. Just let's go find anybody. Go find somebody in North Texas. We'll just run the team from there. We'll just do it that way.
You like this, Corey?
For despicable.
407. I'm a Florida transplant to Texas. I love watching the Bucks beat Philly.
Well, there you go.
I think we all can enjoy
good. And when Philly loses, I'm okay.
We'll have more Bucks at 1 p.m.
That's true.
Yes. Yes, we will.
That's a good tease.
I'm glad you caught up there. Looking at your face like, what are you talking about? It's like you told me in the break you're going to talk about Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield.
Now for the Giants. The Giants ran for 26 yards on 24 carries. It was their...
You can't run on the Cowboys. It's been proven.
In that one game. It was their lowest rushing total since not as far back as you would think. 5 years ago, when they ran for 23 yards against the Jets, you'd think...
How many carries?
Ooh, I didn't look that up. I'm sorry.
Like six, all right, I got 5 years ago?
Yeah, the Jets in 2019. But you'd think if you ran for 26 yards, it's probably been a minute since it was that bad. And they're like, yeah, it's only been 5 years. Let's talk about Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is the third rookie since the merger with 10-plus catches and 100-plus receiving yards in a primetime game. He joined Odell Beckham Jr. against the Cowboys in 2014 and Jerry Rice against the Rams in 1985.
Jerry Rice, Kyle Pitts, right there.
Yep. And Nabers is the first guy to ever do it while getting concussed.
Man, that was...
Before.
That was it. Brutal.
Because if Jerry Rice did it and he got concussed, they would have said, you're fine. Yeah, keep playing.
Keep playing.
By the way, Kevin, it was 17 carries for 23 yards that day. And Daniel Jones, listen to this. Daniel Jones had the most yards. He had 20 yards out of the 23 yards. Barkley had 13 carries for 1 yard. 1 yard!
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive, Jets.
I kind of want to see him impressive. And Bo Nix together.
Guess who the quarterback was on that day in that 34-27 win over the from the Jets over the Giants?
Eli.
No, what? Oh, okay. I was thinking for the Jets.
He's your current front runner for MVP right
Sammy
now.
Sammy D's.
Oh, my gosh. Sam Darnold. By the way, one more note about Nabers. He's the third player in the Super Bowl era with 30-plus receptions in his first four NFL games. The other two, Puka Nacua.
Of course.
And he's hurt.
Anquan Boldin.
He's done.
Well, yeah, he's been retired for a while. He went Man of the Year 1 year and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
at Florida State.
Not too bad. He didn't win the Super Bowl at
Never He won
mind.
It with Baltimore.
Never mind.
He's at Florida State at one point and then went to the Arizona Cardinals as a second-round pick, and he went later in the draft because he was so slow, but people didn't realize he was good at football.
He was slow. Great. Good, strong catcher, though, of the
Thanks
football.
Thanks for that information, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's my scouting report on Antoine.
Hopefully,
well,
you know what?
You said it wrong. But
Juan.
Hopefully now everyone's caught up across the NFC East. I'm going to try to think of a weird factoid about Mike Likes It as we go along to see if I can contribute.
All right. You guys ready for Mike Likes
Let's
It?
Let's do it.
Sounds like you are. All right. So right now on television is... the game that wasn't going to be but ended up being, because the Padres tanked yesterday intentionally and lost to the Diamondbacks 11-2.
Why would that be? Because you say intentionally.
Because as long as Arizona won, it kept this situation alive for a doubleheader today. Now, what had to happen, though, is the Mets had to win yesterday.
Yep.
The Mets did win yesterday. So now there's a doubleheader happening on ESPN2 right now between the Mets and the Braves. It's 0-0. I believe they're headed to the third inning. But tomorrow at 4:30, one of these teams is going to be playing at Milwaukee, game one of the wild card round. The other team has to fly all the way to San Diego. And now, if it is Arizona, then, and by the way, I guess it can't be. It's Braves or Mets are going to San Diego. So San Diego didn't play yesterday, as in like they didn't play.
Yeah.
And then they have the off day today. They start at home against a team that's about to have to play 18 innings today. As long as they lost yesterday to the Diamondbacks, it put the Braves and Mets in a doubleheader today in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And one of those teams has to fly from Atlanta to San Diego, which is approximately a four-hour flight, maybe 4.5 hours. And that's not – and you're also having to pitch 18 innings today. So it's just a really tough situation. And if you're the Padres, it was the smartest thing to do was intentionally lose yesterday.
I agree with that.
So – here's my first Mike Likes It question to you guys. This game was still a, I don't know, 80% chance of happening today, the doubleheader. Now, as this game has progressed, more and more of the stands has filled in. But when this game started, it looked like maybe 50% of the stands were full, maybe.
Because it would have started at like 1:10 Atlanta time.
So if the Rangers were playing today to go to the playoffs and they had to win one of these games, how easy is it, though, to take off work? This game wasn't scheduled, way in advance. It was Friday was a maybe, if that makes sense. So Friday, they're like, hey, you might have to play a doubleheader because of the hurricane.
It's tough.
And then Sunday, yesterday morning, they're like, well, I mean, here's the scenarios on if we're going to play these games. If Arizona wins and the Mets win, and there's other scenarios, but that was the main one that happened, then we're going to have to play these games.
Yeah.
And so here it is. How easy would it have been to take off work and go to a doubleheader? And how interested would you have been if the Rangers were playing a doubleheader and if they win one of the games, they make the playoffs, that you'd want to be there to see them make the playoffs?
I'd be super interested. Getting off of work that quickly that would be tougher.
Yeah. You'd have to like cut a leg off or something and be like, I can't make it. Show pictures.
And then how great would it have been? Our show would have been short.
Oh, would we have been at the ballpark?
Kevin would have hated it. All right. He would have been like, this is the worst. I have so much content. I want to fit into these 2 hours.
I do have a question about that for tomorrow.
And then, we would have been at the ballpark. So who knows if we would have gotten on air that day.
So next one real quick. Do you guys remember how you felt today last year?
Yeah. That makes me sad.
Nervous, excited, like all sorts of different emotions were going on because we felt like we had a really good team, but we were the Rangers. We always messed it up.
And but we made it. Yeah.
Messed it up on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Astros won, and then Alex Bregman breaking the champagne and saying, I guess we'd never know. And you're just like, this stinks. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
How? We had so many chances. How did this happen? And we're about to go to Tampa.
Because there's no way if future Mike would have come back and been like, hey, buddy, don't worry about it. We're winning the World Series. There's no way you would have thought that was
going to happen. Didn't Boat say something about like flying over Texas on the way to Tampa? Home.
You really blew that one.
So anyways, I was just wanting to remind you of how we felt last year making the playoffs. It's like, well, we're in, but man.
I was emotionally there again this year, Mike. My team wasn't physically there. That's the only thing is like we were all emotionally ready for another run at.
Hold on. So emotionally, are you in the playoffs right now?
Playoffs are tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I guess I'm emotionally in the playoffs.
The playoffs start tomorrow. The first game is on ABC.
Ooh.
How interested are you guys with Detroit at Houston?
I mean, there's no football on, so I am 1,000% invested.
Yes. And you have a rooting... Well, I have a rooting interest. I'd want to see Houston lose.
Yeah.
And do you remember why you fell out of love with Houston and why you don't like them very much?
The cheating scandal?
Yeah. Who is the manager of the cheating scandal?
Oh.
Son of a bee. You know what?
Yeah, have you thought of this?
I have not.
AJ Hinch is the manager of the Detroit Tigers. Ooh. He took the heat and took the major fall. He was fired for it.
Do you think he took the unjust fall, though?
Yeah.
I think he should have taken part of the fall, but he was like, hey, if we fire the manager, will that be good? And they're like, it's just a metal trophy. but like, this is, I think that most people aren't thinking about this, but your first matchup is the manager who was fired for the cheating scandal, who took all the heat in the organization, goes to Detroit, takes a franchise that is struggling tremendously, and then I don't know the exact year that he's been there. Year 4, I think. I can't remember if COVID was his first year or not, because I think he was the manager in 19, and then, because in 2020...
Yeah, he's been there since 21.
So this is AJ Hinch. I think this does show that he is
greatest
a really good manager.
Ever.
In a way, I hate saying this Ranger fans, but
I guess Boach.
What the Astros have done after the scandal, and they just keep winning the division and they just keep making the ALCS, it does go to show that, yes, they cheated. That was proven. But they're also very good, too, because they keep getting back to the ALCS or the World Series. But tomorrow, you have the future Cy Young winner, Scooble. I think he's going to win Cy Young in the American League. Versus Valdez, who's a very good left-handed pitcher. But Detroit is a tough wild card matchup because they have the best pitcher in the game on their team. And then they do have a very good bullpen. We'll see if Scooble pitches up to the Cy Young expectation or, you know, you hate saying this at times. Clayton Kershaw was the best pitcher in the game by far. And for some reason in the playoffs, just wouldn't pitch the best. So tomorrow's first game, I'm really interested in because there is a juicy storyline of AJ Hinch managing in Houston against the Houston Astros.
Wow. Good job, Mike. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's just put they together. Both lose.
Yeah.
That is going to be a fun one. Now, the next game, I think they rescheduled these. I think when I looked yesterday, they had the Milwaukee Brewers as the first game, but I think
they flipped it.
And maybe it was because ABC is the only like national big time television game, and it is a day game, so they're kicking off General Hospital or whatever. I don't know what's on ABC, but
maybe
on ESPN2 at 3 o'clock tomorrow is Royals at Orioles, and you have Ranger on the mound, Cole Reagans, who had a great month of September. He had an ERA under 2. He got it going again here at the end of the year. So you do have World Series champion Cole Reagans on the mound versus Corbin Burns for that game. Are you excited at Bobby Witt Jr. making playoff debut? Is that do anything? The Baltimore is trying the Rangers philosophy of 23. Play really well to start the year and then finish very poorly with some injuries and you're not sure if you're going to be able to overcome it. So maybe the Orioles are this year's Texas Rangers, but what's your interest in Royals and Orioles tomorrow at 3?
I am, for this playoff run, a Royals fan because I have a mullet skullet bet on the line with Kevin that we made at spring training. When I asked, because Will Smith is on the Royals, will he win the World Series again? Will this be his fourth straight World Series win? And Kevin said, no way in God's green earth will he ever let the Royals win this World Series this year.
And they made the playoffs. This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Honestly, the Rangers should re-sign Will Smith in the
just put him
off-season.
On the team, dude. Just do it.
And then, so that's the American League. And then tomorrow is the unknown. It'll either be Diamondbacks or Mets at the Brewers at 4:30 on ESPN, and then tomorrow night at 7:30 on ESPN will either be Braves or Mets at San Diego. A lot of people have San Diego as the wild card team winning the World Series. Now, there are obviously two division winners
here. They
turned
it on late here, man.
The Brewers and the Astros. But out of this wild card round, if you had to put money on a team to win the World Series last year, Diamondbacks and Rangers had to play in the wild card round, and they both made the World Series. Do you believe one of these teams I just mentioned, and there's obviously a team that won't make it today, Diamondbacks, Mets, Braves, one of them will be left out. Is there a team you believe can or will win the World Series playing tomorrow in the playoffs?
I guess when you look at the way the Padres and Tigers have played, I would be willing to listen to one of those two.
Yeah, I'll go with either the Padres or the Royals. I'll throw the Royals in there just because I have to blindly believe that right now. Okay. But the Royals have a fun. I mean, like you said, they have an ace. They have a star young player. Like, he's got a lot to learn still, but they have a high upside for the future of that team.
I'm gonna go with Padres probably. I still think Philadelphia is going to the World Series, and I think it's going to be versus the Yankees.
Okay.
So I am picking right now two teams that have buys to make it to the World Series. By the way, That would be a great World Series for Major League Baseball.
That would.
What would be the best? What baseball's rooting for?
Dodgers and
you
Yankees.
Totally get it, right? Yeah. Can you imagine if you get Judge and Ohtani?
Plus the giant yes. media markets.
And I don't have time to go over it because we're about to get to Corey's Corner here. But they do have, I'll just give it to you tomorrow for my tease. They do have the most popular jersey sales of 2024 for this season. Huh. And I will get to that tomorrow. But just to give you a hint, if the Dodgers and the Yankees make the World Series, that will be very good because a lot of people like buying their jerseys.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Where we ask the question, what's the one thing that you'll just never get over? Next in The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.